I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweeting daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweeting today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Navigating Life After College. This is episode number 77, and we are in our series introducing Sasha Frank, where I speak about my personal journey. So as always, we do a little recap of last week's episode. In a nutshell, I basically talked about, you know, having to find more community because I was in a different situation, a different environment, and I had to get to know other people and break down my shell in a different way that I was used to. And, you know, it brought me back to some wounds that I didn't know I had because I was in home studies. I didn't really get that experience with building relationships in that capacity. So that was very different for me. And then I also learned that, you know, it's not about going after, you know, the most popular person trying to befriend them or the most, you know, whoever. It was about going after the one and using my skill, my knowledge, my experiences to befriend the people that, you know, often seem overlooked. And that's one of the things that I learned. And, you know, a lot of you might learn that as well. You try to like bombard yourself into different groups that don't seem like they want to let you in, or, you know, their intentions off, or they only like you because of your outward appearance. But then, you know, you realize that they don't really like you for you, but they just like you on the surface. There's just a lot of different scenarios that kind of plays into the friendship thing. And it's just about going where you know you're meant to be. And you can kind of feel it because it's a natural reaction, a natural response. And you feel peace about it. And you realize that you can find hidden gems and people that other people have also overlooked as well and didn't really deem as worthy or someone that they'd like to befriend. So, yeah, it's about going after the one and going after the people that you are supposed to befriend in that season and just breaking down the barriers. Now, with this being said, as we transition into the next episode, around this time, I believe a friend of mine from college came into town. She was in Los Angeles. And so I met up with her and, you know, she was at the apartment of one of her friends' houses. And so I was there talking to them and, you know, we were conversating. And then I found myself kind of in a place where I didn't really know how to showcase who and what I was about. I was so used to kind of being everything to everyone, I guess, in a sense. And in the old season previous to going back to school, you know, because I went to school for marketing. So I was so used to, like, you know, saying I went to school for marketing. I was interning with PR and doing these type of things. I was so used to saying that, you know, when the conversation kind of hit, I automatically kind of went into that autopilot. And I start talking about, yeah, you know, I write press releases, I do this and I do that. And they're like, wow, you know, what clients have you worked with? But at this time, I wasn't really having any clients. And I also realized that I didn't really want to do PR in that capacity. And I found it like very, very difficult to kind of showcase who I was. I wanted to be everything to everyone. And so when another guy in the place, he was like, yeah, you know, I do music, I do this, I do that. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how I got on the subject, but I tag teamed with him. And I was like, actually, yeah, you know, I'm going to school for music and I was doing this and I'm doing that. And they were just like, wow, you know. But looking back at it now, it kind of almost seemed double-minded because, yes, you can do all those things, but you do need to focus, at least for a season, on the thing that you're actually trying to break into. I had already went to school for that, and it was something that I was no longer focused on. It wasn't a tool that I was going to just throw out, but it was something that I was no longer focused on. I had already built up that skill set and all of that stuff. Of course, there's always things to learn, but I had already went through that season, and this was a new season, and I had to thoroughly embrace it instead of kind of shrinking back once again and just trying to be everything to everyone. And this actually reminds me of another story. I ended up going to a conference that was put on by like a well-known, I think it was like Revolt or something like that. So I went to the conference, and then I end up seeing a girl that I interned with in the past, and you know, she was on the stage, the panel and everything, and you know, everybody was talking about their background and what they did and their roles. And you know, one guy in particular, he said that he used to do something else, and then all of a sudden he took, you know, a shift in his career path, which was something completely different than what he was, you know, used to being known as. And he basically took a leap of faith into like a different direction. And so he was saying that he was in transitional mode and, you know, going through that and just pushing forward. And so towards the end, you know, we all kind of lined up if we had questions or wanted to say hello. And so my friend who went with me, she wanted to say hi to people. And so I guess I kind of did too. And so I got into the line, and you know, the girl that was on the panel who we interned together, and then also I helped out with a couple other things, so I knew I was a familiar face. She was like, wait, I know you. And she kind of, you know, we were talking, getting updated and all this stuff. And then she was like, oh, this was the girl that helped me with, you know, the project that I put on, you know, at this time and all this stuff. And so she was telling this other girl who I guess helped work with it as well. And so she was like, yeah, you know, what's the girl was like, oh, wow. Like, you know, what are you doing now? Like, you know, you're in the crowd. What are you doing? It almost kind of insinuated that like where I was didn't amount to like the place that she had catapulted to. And then, you know, from that story earlier, I kind of tag teamed with him, and I basically was like, cause this was my reality. I basically said that, you know, I'm also in transition too. I went back to school, for music, and, just, I said this list, this, whatever, I don't even remember what I said exactly, but I just kind of was upfront, and I just bared it all and said, yeah, you know, I'm in this transition and I'm just going forth with this this vision that I had. And and the girl kind of just like nodded her head like, oh yeah, cool, you know, we get that all the time, people wanting to be in music, that's cute. And so but my friend was like, wow, you know, I could definitely see that. And she was like, that's awesome. And so we kind of ended it there. And so that was like one of the first times that I kind of didn't allow my double-mindedness to kind of take the forefront out of fear of what other people would think of me, or just not progressing in the way that they were, because their lives were going in different ways. Some being teachers, some being, you know, actors, and different in PR people, publicists and marketing, just all these different things. And sometimes we get to a place where we're trying to compare ourselves to where they are. And at the end of the day, you know, everyone has their own path. Like I always say, And it's so true. Like, not everyone's path is the same. And the only way that we're able to get there and to be free in the journey and getting there is to stop being double-minded and to stop being everything to everybody. Because at the end of the day, you're doing what you want to do, and you're doing the vision, going towards the vision that God gave you. And yes, it might not be easily feasible to certain people, but it's okay. Like, as long as you kind of see the vision and that you're moving forward in it, that's all that really matters. And in this moment, I kind of want to ask you guys, have you been in a situation where you kind of allowed your double-mindedness or almost even unbelief to kind of be at the forefront instead of telling people like the different things that you are transitioning to? You're kind of like, you know, sticking to the old autopilot routine discussion that you kind of allowed to kick into gear. And of course, like, there are times where you have to be silent about certain things and different things and stuff like that. So you have to use discernment for that. But in this time, I had to be, you know, maybe I could have just said nothing. I don't know. But, you know, when asked, I kind of allowed my double-mindedness to kind of take the forefront. So have you been in that situation before? I'm going to give you guys a few moments to kind of think about it. And then also, write down why you felt that way. Why did you shrink back and allow your unbelief to kind of steer the way? Yeah, so don't allow different situations such as this to kind of sway who you are. If you have a belief in something and you are working towards something, then yes, like with all that you are, say it boldly, because if you believe it, as I always say, then other people will as well. And again, you don't have to share everything. Like, you give like the surface things. You can just say, oh, well, I'm in transition. I have a vision to do X, Y, and Z, be in the entertainment industry. So right now I'm kind of building up everything and getting myself educated in it so that I can go out there full fledged and just start moving towards it. And just kind of keeping it simple and concise, and just really being confident and courageous about, you know, everything, instead of shrinking back, which is, again, what I did the first time around. I was trying to be everything for everyone. I was this one moment, and then I was this the next moment. And like I said in other episodes where, you know, you are going to have times where one moment you are focused on marketing, and then the next moment you are focused on entertainment, music, or writing, or going to school to be a doctor. I don't know. Like, you just have different seasons of everything, and ultimately they all come together. They do ultimately all come together. But it's that one thing that is what's going to catapult you. And then all the other things are just supporting things that kind of add to the value of what you're already doing. So you just have to know that there's always going to be that one thing that's going to catapult you. Just like even in the story, old Rihanna, like she started off with just music, and now she's catapulted into other areas. From music, she was able to do different like endorsements with maybe fragrance and other things. And then now it catapulted her, because of her love for fashion, and catapulted her into the fashion world as a designer. And so you never know where that one thing can lead you. It was something that was always in her, and yes, it might not happen overnight or all at once. But, you know, if you keep that vision alive and at the right opportune time, then you actually release that. And the funny thing about it is she didn't really talk about the fashion that she did or the clothing line that she was going to do. She kind of kept that under wraps and just kind of surprised the world with it. And that's kind of like what we need to do, to have the upper hand, to keep our ears and our faith from wavering, by not having the opinions of people just being negative. And that's what she did. And also she loved beauty and makeup. And she catapulted herself, you know, from the music into the beauty world as well. So it's just crazy how one thing can catapult into an array of different things that you're interested in. So you're not bound to one area. There's just different times and seasons that you kind of focus on one thing and then start to bring other elements into it after you've established yourself in that primary market. So I hope you guys learned from today, and I want you guys to kind of think of what's that one thing that you think would catapult you into the primary main street of, you know, what you want to do. And what are the subsidiary different interests that you have that you can add to it later on, that can build up your portfolio, that can add to and enhance the brand that you already have? I hope you guys learned from today, and until next time.